and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Nothing like a good ghost story in this spookiest season of the year, right? That's especially true in Galveston, reputedly one of the state's most haunted cities. There are plenty of places there to hear a spooky story, so much so, in fact, that some members of the city's ghost tour business are saying boo over just how saturated the industry's become. To tell us more, we bring in Catherine Eastburn. She's a reporter for the Galveston County Daily News. Catherine, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So I understand that Galveston is said to be one of the most haunted cities in Texas. How did it get a reputation like that?
Well, I guess people saw and heard lots of ghosts. I don't know. You know, Galveston has seen a lot of death, and it's an island. It's surrounded by water, and people in the paranormal world feel like that that combination of things makes for lots of spirits lingering.
Yeah. Are these ghost stories mostly related to deaths in by way of the weather, the hurricanes, and that sort of thing that Galveston has been famous for?
A lot of them are. The biggest, obviously, being the 1900 Great Storm, when somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000 people died. The number is unclear. If you go to some of the lists online of the spookiest places in Galveston, number two is the Walmart on the seawall, because an orphanage was located there in which all of the children except one and all of the nuns who cared for them died in the 1900 storm. And so there are many stories like that around where lots of people died suddenly in the 1900 storm, and their spirits lingered.
Well, it certainly sounds like it could be fertile ground for ghost tours. And I seem to recall a very old hotel that we visited when we were there last, and there were ghost tours there. And then I come to find, you may know which hotel I'm referring to. And
yes, you're probably talking about the Hotel Galvez.
Yes, that's the one.
Right on the seawall.
That's right. It's a very old hotel, and I think a lot of dignitaries have stayed there over the years. But, you know, there are a lot of places where you can go and hear these ghostly stories. And I gather that the industry is a bit more crowded than it used to be.
True. You can go on ghost tours year-round now. It's become very popular. You can go to the traditional walking tours down on the Strand and in the historic districts, but you can also go on bus tours. You can go on bus tours with cocktails or not. You can take a ghost tour on a Segway. There are any number of tours now.
So what's the problem? I mean, it sounds like you've got a booming industry there. Surely the island's big enough for everyone.
You would think so, but there does seem to be a little bit of unfriendly competition going on. Maybe some judgment online, some bad reviews on TripAdvisor or Yelp. I have to say, one of the purveyors here, one of the older ones who's been here the longest, says the ghosts don't like it. when ghost tours are so commercialized, and this is a place where some people consider themselves to be experts who have better access to the spirits than others.
I see.
And question the validity of some other people's claims.
I see. Catherine, do you think that the ghost industry will survive this Halloween season?
I think it's going to have a great season. It appears that there's a lot going on this month. I think they're going to do just fine. And it looks like it's going to be wet and windy and cold and creepy on Halloween.
We've been talking some spooky business with Catherine Eastburn. She's a reporter for the Galveston County Daily News. Catherine, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.